This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the India AI Impact Summit 2026 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The opening ceremony will also be addressed by the President of France, Emmanuel Macron, Secretary General of United Nations, Antonio Guterres, as well as various top industry leaders from across the world. The opening ceremony will be followed by a visit of the leaders to the India AI Impact Expo. A report.
Mr. Modi will participate in the CEO roundtable in the evening. It will convene senior executives from global technology and industry firms with government leadership to discuss investment, research collaboration, supply chains, and deployment of AI systems. The theme of India AI Impact Summit 2026 is Sarvajana Hitaya, Sarvajana Sukhaya, Welfare for All, Happiness of All. It aims to position India as a leader in the field of AI and envisions a future where AI advances humanity, fosters inclusive growth, and safeguards this shared planet. With Anand Kumar, Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Global leaders continue to arrive in New Delhi for the India AI Impact Summit 2026. President of Switzerland, Guy Parmelin, arrived today in the national capital for the AI summit. In a social media post, the Ministry of External Affairs said that the visit of President Parmelin will further deepen India-Switzerland partnership across diverse sectors of mutual interest. Former British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has said that India is well positioned to be a leader in AI and demonstrate its mass adoption and deployment in society. Addressing an event at India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Sunak said, India has recognized that leadership in technology does not just depend on inventing technology, it's about how you deploy it. Mr. Sunak said, India's focus on mass adoption of AI is backed by a deep talent pool, strong digital public infrastructure, and a public very supportive of the technology. Food Corporation of India, FCI, and the World Food Programme, WFP, have signed a Memorandum of Understanding for supply of rice in support of global humanitarian operations aimed at combating hunger. Union Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution has informed that FCI will supply 2 lakh metric tons of rice to WFP under the MOU. Department of Food and Public Distribution Secretary Sanjeev Chopra said this agreement showcases the country's resolve to ensure no one goes hungry. Election Commission has decided to issue show cause notices to the concerned Electoral Registration Officers, EROs, and Assistant Electoral Registration Officers, AEROs, for failing to upload a large number of voters' documents online under the Special Intensive Revision SIR process currently underway in West Bengal. According to an official, even 4 days after the hearing concluded, nearly 1,15,000 documents are yet to be uploaded. The Commission had clearly instructed all EROs and AEROs that if any application is rejected, the specific reason must be clearly stated. The holy month of Ramzan begins today as the moon was sighted yesterday evening in many parts of the country. Today will be the first day of fasting of the holy month. Ramzan is the 9th month of Islamic calendar and Eid al-Fitr is celebrated at the culmination of fasting month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted people on the beginning of holy month of Ramzan. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed hope that this auspicious month will further the spirit of togetherness in society. U.S. President Donald Trump will chair the Board of Peace meeting today and will make an announcement regarding the $5 billion pledged for Gaza by 20 member states attending the meeting. Addressing the media, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said that the Board of Peace meeting will focus on maintaining security in Gaza amid the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas. In women's cricket, India will play against host Australia in the second T20 international of their 3-match series in Canberra today. The match will start at 1:45 p.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.